Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Reedy, you've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Constantly working, the great Brent Reed. Who have you been talking to? A legend.
I caught up with G.I., the great Greg Inglis, this week. He was in Wales, actually, because he's obviously been over in England, was playing in Super League with Warrington, retired, but he spent some time over there, or he's staying over there till the end of the season, basically, end of the year. He was actually in Wales on holidays when I spoke to him. He was on a boat cruise, G.I., so I ended up actually corresponding with him by email because he was a bit busy at the time and wasn't really at the place to do an interview, but I did ask him about... Well, he might have been shuffleboarding, yeah.
They still play shuffleboard on cruises?
He probably wasn't because he was in a bad way. He sounded horrific. He told me he just had a COVID test.
Sick?
Well, he had a COVID test. He was feeling sick. He'd come back negative, thankfully. But I actually asked him about Billy Slater and the Maroons. He's kept an eye on things, obviously, from afar. And I said to him, would you be willing to come back and offer a hand to Billy if necessary, if he reached out? He said no doubt he'd love to help Billy. He endorsed his appointment as Origin coach. Obviously he knows him well from Melbourne and Queensland, and said what a lot of people have said, that people don't appreciate the work ethic and the things Billy does behind the scenes. He said he'll be an outstanding success as Origin coach. He said, look, if Billy needs me, if he reaches out to me, I'm here for him. Doesn't matter what he wants me for, one day or 7 days, I'll be there for Billy. So, you know, it raises the spectre of getting the gang back together.
I was going to say, is Cam Smith officially on board?
Cam Smith's not officially on board, but there is going to be, there's obviously been contact there. So, and Jonathan Thurston was part of the team, coaching team last year. So, you know, it raises the scenario that you could have Billy, Cam, GI, JT all in camp together with the Maroons.
See, suddenly that goes from inspiration to intimidation.
Overkill, too much.
Don't you think? I think that, you know, young Queensland players are going to look around and go, oh, we're never going to be half of what these guys are.
Maybe.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. You're saying that internally?
Yeah.
Yes. It's too much. You think it's overkill?
I think it's overkill.
Okay. Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, GI is there if he's needed, so...
But I haven't won an Origin myself, so how would I know?
And what's he up to, GI? So do you know what his plans are? Is he going to come back to...
He's coming back at the end of the year. He's going to do some work with his Goanna Academy, which does work with mental health and young footballers. Mm. So he's going to do that. I think he's got a clothing brand now, GI, as well.
Does he?
Hopefully South. I mean, he'd be great asset to any club that, you know, get him to come back and mentor some of the
younger
guys.
I'm sure South's got some plans for him to be involved there as well.
And isn't he going to go and captain coach at Maxville, his old club?
There was some talk he was going to play.
Isn't Maxville in New South Wales?
It's Queensland, mate. Queensland.
It's a small pocket.
Is it Maxville?
Yeah, it's Queensland, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Sam Burgess is going to do the same thing for that team up near Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Sam is coaching them next year, the Arrowa Valley X-Men.
Yeah,
he's going to be the coach there.
Love
how good.
Makes you want to pull on the boots again, doesn't it? Under big Sammy.
Oh. No. You know what? I reckon he's going to make a great coach one day, Sammy. I know it's... I don't know whether you asked him the other day, MG, but I think that is his long-range plan to become a coach. Mm. And just talk... He's such an inspirational bloke even now. Yeah. I think he'll be a coach one day.
All right, look, and the story, I guess, that jumped out and got in the way of a grand final weekend. MG, you spoke about it very well earlier in the week about your disappointment with those Melbourne players. What's the latest with the mystery white powder, those pictures, those images that have obviously caused a lot of problems? They're going to cop punishment. What's the next steps?
So they'll cop that punishment early next week, probably, I imagine, Tuesday. It'll be Monday or Tuesday. I think it will be Tuesday. When that happens, they'll cop punishment from the NRL in the form of, I expect, a game ban, 2 to 4 weeks, fines up to maybe $40,000 for Cameron Munster. Then the club will fine them as well, I think. The club will come down as well on them. And the expectation is they will front the media early next week, probably Tuesday, and basically explain their actions and apologise, a bit like Reece Walsh did for the New Zealand Warriors. So that's the process, and then obviously we move on from there. Now, the Warriors, the Storm, sorry, have got an offer on the table to Brandon Smith, a contract extension. That extension's still on the table. It won't be taken off. Munster's an interesting one. He's got 1 more year left in his deal. A lot of talk, the expansion team will come after Munster in 2023. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there with the Storm, whether they allow Cameron Munster to leave. My gut feel is they might. They might let Cameron Munster go at the end of 23, because it will help them with guys like Harry Grant and some of the other guys they're trying to keep long-term. So that could flow on. And in terms of Reece Walsh, he obviously fronted up on the weekend. But interestingly, the Warriors have reached out to Gordon Tallis to become a mentor to Reece Walsh, to sit down with him, talk to him, and just help him through this difficult period in his life. So, and Gordy's, I spoke to Gordy on Friday, and Gordy's taken up the offer. He'll sit down with Reece Walsh at some point in coming weeks, just, I guess, to speak to him about what he's been through and why he's made the wrong decision and how he can surround himself with the right people moving forward.
If those Melbourne boys did anything right, it was staunching the bleeding very quickly on the Reece Walsh situation.
Because the Warriors. Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean,
yeah.
Melbourne from that, yeah. They became the news,
yes.
rather than Reece, which is good. But I liked the way that he fronted up. It was really difficult and emotional and all those sorts of things. But as a young kid, I thought it was brave and he seemed real and honest. I thought they handled that well.
Well, the Storm would cop some flak, tone over the handle of it, but there's some essential differences, right? Reece Walsh was caught by police with a bag of cocaine and put his hand up and said, "I took it."
Yep.
The Melbourne Storm blokes have been filmed, and as we understand it from the reports, and what I've been told is, they've said we're on a drinking binge for 15 hours or whatever. We can't remember what we took, and we don't even know what was in the bag. Mm-hmm. So there's an essential difference there in that one guy's... and that's why Melbourne's waiting for the NRL to finish their investigation before they do anything. And they've caught a bit of...
I'll tell you what, wasn't in the bag. It wasn't Panadol in that bag.
No.
No.
We're not silly. It's just a bad look.
It was a terrible look, MG. And the fact that they let someone in there
in a sanctum film it is even worse. That's the worst thing about it all. I don't give a damn what players do. I honestly don't. What they do in their downtime, and this is downtime. And if they want to partake in that, good luck to them. That's their prerogative. But when you let your guard down, you let someone in your inner sanctum who you probably don't know as well as you think you know, and they film you. Well, you've got to suffer the consequences.
Yeah, that is recipe for disaster there, isn't it? And
yes,
I'm sure, look, those points, obviously, the decision-making process has pretty much gone out the window by then. No matter how, you might be thinking earlier, we're not going to get in that kind of situation. At some point, nobody's thinking, and they allow that to happen. Because you're right, MG, how are you thinking from the outside? Do you mind if I video this? No, go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Should be all tickety-boo, but just don't give it to anybody else, okay?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not happening.
No.
2021, it's you know. Yeah,
it keeps happening, though, Tane. That's the problem.
Yeah, blokes, it does really,
some blokes don't learn.
Yep.
So...
Yeah. All right.
So what do you got for the Dogs? Bulldogs.
Oh, Bulldogs, yeah. Look, for Hickey Ogden and Christian Crichton. Look, two guys who thought they were going to get a new deal out of the Bulldogs, but it turns out they're not at the moment. The club's told them there's not an offer for them there. So they are now on the market joining a host of other players who are on the player market. And talking to people close to them, the expectation was, as I said, that they would get a new deal out of the Bulldogs. In fact, Offie Ogden earlier this year had a two-year deal on the table from the Bulldogs, but it got pulled. Mm-hmm. He subsequently told, we want to keep you. But now they're both being told, no, we've just we're going a different direction. You're free to leave. So there's a couple of blokes who've now come on, I guess, the player market that didn't expect it. So
there's a couple of names that were connected with the Bulldogs through the week as well as signing, weren't there?
Who was? I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't either.
Who do you think, Rudy? Who do you think on November 1 is going to be the hottest player not to have a contract next year?
Next year
on radio.
Walker hasn't signed next year.
And there's a bit of a whisper going around this. About Dylan Walker actually that maybe he mightn't stay at Manly. I've spoken to Manly about it. They think he will stay, but there was just a suggestion going around that maybe he will leave. He might have got offers from elsewhere. Well, he's a bloke who's close to Trent Barrett too, so maybe that's the one you heard, Gert.
Yeah, it's good to workshop stuff on air.
Is it?
Don't come with the encyclopedia.
Usually you can lead him somewhere, Rudy, and he picks the ball up and goes with it.
Sorry,
on this occasion, he just threw it straight back at me, and I had no idea what I was talking about.
Which is what makes this show so popular. It's a savage
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.